You are going to listen to a radio show on trends from the past. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome back to Teen Talk Radio, where we dive into all the topics relevant to today's youth. I'm your host, Zoe, and on today's show, we're taking a trip down memory lane to discuss products that were once all the rage, but now no one cares about anymore. Joining me in the studio are two special guests, Emily and Jake. Welcome.
Hey, Zoe. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show.
So, let's get started. Emily, can you tell us about a product that was super popular during your childhood or early teenage years, but isn't anymore?
Absolutely. One thing that comes to mind is the fidget spinner craze. Remember those?
Oh, definitely. Fidget spinners were everywhere, but only for a while. What made them so popular?
Well, they were marketed as stress relievers and concentration aids, and they came in all sorts of colours and designs. Everyone in my school had one, and we'd have competitions to see who could do the coolest tricks with them.
Sounds like it was quite the trend. And Jake, what about you? Any products from your childhood that aren't popular anymore?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say hoverboards were a big deal back in the early 2010s.
Hoverboards? Those were the self-balancing electric scooters, right?
Exactly. They were all over Facebook, and it seemed like everyone wanted one. But then reports started coming out about safety issues and some of them catching fire. That really put a dampener on the hype.
Safety concerns can definitely have a big impact on a product's popularity. Emily, back to you. Is there another product that you can think of that was a big deal in your younger years, but has since fallen out of favour?
Let me think. Oh, I remember when everybody was obsessed with Snapchat streaks. It was all about keeping those streaks going with your friends, sending snaps back and forth every day.
That's right. Snapchat streaks were a huge deal for a while. It's interesting how trends like that can come and go so quickly.
Definitely. And speaking of trends, remember when everyone was obsessed with Pokemon Go? It seemed like everyone was out and about trying to catch Pokemon on their phones.
Absolutely. Pokemon Go took the world by storm when it was first released. It's amazing to think how quickly things can change in the world of technology and pop culture. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank our guests, Emily and Jake, for joining us and sharing their insights. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, this is Zoe signing off from Teen Talk Radio. Stay tuned for more exciting discussions about the things that matter most to teenagers today. Welcome back to Teen Talk Radio, where we dive into all the topics relevant to today's youth. I'm your host, Zoe, And on today's show, we're taking a trip down memory lane to discuss products that were once all the rage, but now no one cares about anymore. Joining me in the studio are two special guests, Emily and Jake. Welcome.
Hey, Zoe. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show.
So, let's get started. Emily, can you tell us about a product that was super popular during your childhood or early teenage years, but isn't anymore?
Absolutely. One thing that comes to mind is the fidget spinner craze. Remember those?
Oh, definitely. Fidget spinners were everywhere, but only for a while. What made them so popular?
Well, they were marketed as stress relievers and concentration aids, and they came in all sorts of colours and designs. Everyone in my school had one, and we'd have competitions to see who could do the coolest tricks with them.
Sounds like it was quite the trend. And Jake, what about you? Any products from your childhood that aren't popular anymore?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say hoverboards were a big deal back in the early 2010s.
Hoverboards? Those were the self-balancing electric scooters, right?
Exactly. They were all over Facebook and it seemed like everyone wanted one. But then reports started coming out about safety issues and some of them catching fire. That really put a dampener on the hype.
Safety concerns can definitely have a big impact on a product's popularity. Emily, back to you. Is there another product that you can think of that was a big deal in your younger years, but has since fallen out of favour?
Let me think. Oh, I remember when everybody was obsessed with Snapchat streaks. It was all about keeping those streaks going with your friends, sending snaps back and forth every day.
That's right, Snapchat streaks were a huge deal for a while. It's interesting how trends like that can come and go so quickly.
Definitely. And speaking of trends, remember when everyone was obsessed with Pokemon Go? It seemed like everyone was out and about trying to catch Pokemon on their phones.
Absolutely. Pokemon Go took the world by storm when it was first released. It's amazing to think how quickly things can change in the world of technology and pop culture. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank our guests, Emily and Jake, for joining us and sharing their insights. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, this is Zoe signing off from Teen Talk Radio. Stay tuned for more exciting discussions about the things that matter most to teenagers today.